This week, OpenAI did the one thing everybody assumed it would always pay NVIDIA to do for it. It built its own chip, from blank page to the factory door in 9 months. Welcome to AI in 20 for the week of June 26, 2026. I'm Bennett, your host.
And I'm Aaron, your co-host. Bennett, here's the thread I kept pulling on all week. The AI race stopped being only about who has the smartest model. It's now openly about who controls the whole stack, the silicon, the supply chain, and the people. OpenAI built a chip. Washington widened a chip alliance to box out China. Anthropic accused Alibaba of industrial-scale theft while draining Google's research bench. Everyone would rather own their inputs than rent them. Let's get into it.
Story of the week. Aaron, OpenAI unveiled custom silicon on Wednesday, codenamed Jalapeno. Tell people what it actually is and what it isn't.
So this is an inference chip, co-designed with Broadcom, built by TSMC. And that word inference is the whole story. There are two jobs in AI. Training, teaching a model, hugely expensive, done once. And inference, actually running that trained model every time you or I send it a prompt. Inference is now the bulk of OpenAI's compute bill, because hundreds of millions of people use these things daily. Jalapeno is built to do that job, and only that job. OpenAI keeps training on NVIDIA GPUs, but the everyday running of the models? That they want to own.
And two numbers stood out to me. Speed and efficiency.
Right. Speed first. They took this from initial design to tape out. That's the final milestone before manufacturing, in roughly 9 months. They're calling it possibly the fastest development cycle ever for a high-performance custom chip of this class. And OpenAI says it used its own AI models to compress that schedule. Second, efficiency. Early lab samples are already running real workloads at production power, and OpenAI claims performance per watt substantially better than current state of the art. Bloomberg reported cost savings around 50% versus typical AI GPUs. First deployments end of 2026.
50%. That's the headline everybody ran with. How much weight does it hold?
Here's where I'd pump the brakes. That 50% is a vendor figure on pre-production silicon in a press release. And we designed our chip using our own AI. That's exactly the kind of line that's either genuine substance or pure marketing, and you can't tell which from the announcement. The honest test isn't Wednesday's blog post. It's independent deployment numbers in 2027. Custom chips are famously easy to announce and brutally hard to ship at volume, which, funny enough, brings us straight to Apple later in the show.
So why does this matter long-term, if we take the skepticism on board?
Because in a market where the price of a token, not the size of the model, increasingly decides who wins, performance per watt is the whole ballgame. This is OpenAI's clearest move toward owning its stack top to bottom. Model, infrastructure, now silicon. And it's a direct strike at its single biggest cost and its dependence on one supplier. Here's the macro detail people missed. The same week, Qualcomm bought a company called Modular for nearly $4 billion, going after NVIDIA's software moat, CUDA. So NVIDIA got attacked from two sides in 1 week. From the silicon side by OpenAI, from the software side by Qualcomm. Everyone wants off NVIDIA was the quiet story of the week.
Let's get into the week in AI. And the talent war we covered last Friday with Noam Shazir? It got worse for Google.
Considerably worse. Bloomberg reported Google is set to lose two more key Gemini researchers, Jonas Adler and Alexander Pritzel, to Anthropic. Both worked on Google's coding push and model training. And remember, just last week, Nobel laureate John Jumper, the AlphaFold co-creator, left DeepMind for Anthropic, days after Shazir jumped to OpenAI. This is a run, not a coincidence.
And the engine behind the run is money.
It's a very specific kind of money. Anthropic just raised a $65 billion Series H at a $965 billion valuation, vaulting past OpenAI for the first time, and filed confidentially for an IPO that could come this fall. Pre-IPO equity is a rare, time-limited payday that senior researchers at an established big tech firm simply cannot get. A SignalFire analysis last year found DeepMind staff are nearly 11 times more likely to leave for Anthropic than the reverse. The so what here? Frontier capability isn't bottlenecked by chips or capital anymore. It's bottlenecked by a few hundred people, and the cash-rich pre-IPO challengers are winning the bidding.
And those same challengers are now openly accusing China of stealing the one thing you can't fence off: the model's behavior itself.
This is a big one. In a letter to Senate banking leaders, first reported this week, Anthropic alleged that operators tied to Alibaba's Qwen lab ran a coordinated campaign to harvest Claude's capabilities. The scale is staggering. More than 28 million exchanges across roughly 25,000 fraudulent accounts, using commercial proxies to dodge the rules that bar Chinese entities. All between late April and early June. The technique is called adversarial distillation. You train a weaker model on a stronger model's outputs to clone its abilities at a fraction of the cost. Anthropic says they specifically targeted Claude's most valuable skills: software engineering and agentic reasoning.
And this dwarfs the earlier cases.
By a lot. The DeepSeek case Anthropic disclosed in February was about 150,000 exchanges. This is 28 million. Now, I want to be fair, because Hacker News got to it fast. There's real irony in labs that trained on scraped web data now objecting to others training on their outputs. That philosophical point stands. But the verifiable core here isn't philosophy. It's fraud. Industrial-scale fake accounts and payment fraud to evade export rules. That's a security story regardless of where you land on the ethics. And senators are reportedly moving to attach a sanctions amendment to defense legislation over it.
Which connects directly to the supply chain theme. The U.S.-led chip alliance grew this week. They're calling it Pax Silica.
It expanded to 24 countries as the EU, Germany, the Netherlands, and Greece signed on, along with Argentina, Chile, and a few others. The architect is Jacob Hellberg at the State Department, and he told the FT the group spans chips, critical minerals, and energy, the physical inputs of AI, explicitly designed to pull supply chains away from China. He pitched it as innovation sovereignty versus what he called synchronized mediocrity. China's state press framed Europe's accession as a loss of European AI independence.
So read alongside the chip and the Alibaba letter, what is this really?
It's the same story at the geopolitical scale. The West building an end-to-end China-free AI pipeline from raw minerals all the way to finished silicon. And the consequential move is Europe. After 2 years of talking about its own sovereign AI, Europe chose to wire into the American-led bloc rather than build a fully independent one. The open question, and it's a real one, is whether innovation sovereignty inside someone else's alliance is sovereignty at all. And I'd flag, this is state-aligned framing on both sides. The claims about who depends on whom deserve scrutiny, not acceptance.
Apple made a chip bet of its own this week, and it's an unusual one.
Mark Gurman reported Apple will ship a base M6 chip this year, but for the first time ever, skip the high-end M6 Pro and M6 Max entirely, jumping straight to an AI-focused M7 line in 2027. The reason is on-device AI. The M7 generation carries technologies built specifically for running AI locally, with much higher memory bandwidth. This was a big Hacker News thread, and commenters fixated on the trajectory. A future high-end M7 with enough bandwidth and RAM would be a genuinely capable machine for running large language models right on your desk.
Why would Apple skip a whole generation for that?
Because Apple is the rare giant with serious chips and serious personal computers, but essentially no cloud business. That uniquely incentivizes it to make the device itself powerful enough to run capable AI, where it's private and free to run. Skipping a high-end generation to chase that is a real strategic bet that a meaningful slice of AI moves back onto your machine. The skeptic's question, also raised on HN, what's the backup if local AI doesn't pan out and people just want raw compute? And the same caveat as Jalapeno applies. A 2027 roadmap is a long way from silicon you can actually buy.
Now a different flavor of story. AI turning its tools on biology. A $500 million war on the common cold.
A new nonprofit called Intercept launched this week, funded by Stripe and backed by Anthropic, the OpenAI Foundation, Bill Gates, and traders at Jane Street. The goal? Prevent the common cold and flu, and eventually eliminate respiratory viruses. It pairs next-generation broad-spectrum vaccines with large-scale air cleaning for schools and offices. The AI thread runs through the science, computational protein design, the same toolkit we've watched accelerate across 2026. This rhymes with the jumper to Anthropic move and the broader AI for biology wave.
You've got a counterweight on this one.
I do, and it came from CRISPR co-inventor Jennifer Doudna in a Bloomberg interview this week. Her warning: Silicon Valley keeps misreading biology by treating living cells like code. Model it and intervene is a bet, not a result. So the same labs racing on chatbots are now funding AI against a problem literally everyone has, which is genuinely exciting, but a cell is not a code base, and the people who actually do biology keep reminding us of that.
Two quick hits before we zoom out. First, Anthropic put Claude inside Slack.
It's called Claude Tag. You mention it in a channel like a teammate. It builds context from the conversation, breaks a task into stages, works asynchronously, and schedules its own follow-ups. Anthropic says 65% of its own product team's code now runs through an in-house version. The point? The competitive front is moving from best chatbot in a browser tab to whose agent lives inside the tools teams already use. An agent that holds context and acts on its own inside Slack is far stickier and far harder to switch away from than a chatbot you have to go visit.
And the second?
Two fast ones. Mistral shipped OCR4, a document reading model spanning 170 languages at $4 per thousand pages, roughly 8 times cheaper than the agentic parsers. High-quality multilingual document parsing just became a commodity. And an update on the Fable 5 saga we tracked last Friday. The ban is thawing. After Commerce forced it offline on national security grounds, an identity verification system due July 8th may quietly restore Fable to U.S. users, and AWS Bedrock Docs began listing it as active again this week. Paperwork, not warm words, turns it back on.
Aaron, zoom out. The thread this week.
One word, integration. OpenAI integrated down into silicon to own its cost structure. Anthropic integrated up into workflows with Claude Tag and out into talent with that war chest and the Google poaching. Washington integrated across borders with Pax Silica, while accusing China of stealing the one layer you can't wall off, the model's behavior. Even Apple is betting the device becomes part of the stack. Every major player would rather own their inputs than rent them.
And the counterweight you'd leave people with?
That nearly every one of these moves is expensive, and most are years from proof. A 9-month chip is a tape-out, not a fleet. A 24-country pact is a press conference until the minerals actually flow. A $965 billion valuation is a number until the IPO clears. The dots connect into a clear intention: control the whole stack. But the gap between announcing control and exercising it is exactly where 2027's real stories live.
What to watch next week?
Three things. NVIDIA's response to getting pinched from both sides. OpenAI's silicon and Qualcomm's software. Whether GPT 5.6 actually ships after weeks of hints and nothing official. And whether that July 8th ID verification system quietly brings Fable 5 back online in the US. The intentions are loud right now. Next quarter is about whether anyone can deliver.
That's your AI in 20 for this week. See you next Friday.